been an awesome experience, especially for me going through my first draft. I knew Thomas and his guys had a pretty stellar reputation around the league, you know, regarding the draft and selecting players. And so for me, when we had a chance to get partnered up back in February, this is the kind of environment I was hoping to be a part of. And so just seeing these guys go after it from the very first time we met, I think my first or second day here, I went into a draft meeting with the guys. You know, talk about not knowing where you're at the moment. So it was from that time on, you know, they've been spot on and helping me get up to speed. And then at the same time, I thought I could, you know, help Thomas and the guys have a clear vision of how we could, you know, allow the players to play in their very best spots of the guys that we brought in. So it's been awesome, man. So appreciate you guys on, you know, all the talks we've had through the draft. It's been great. So I'll kick it off to Thomas, and he'll fill you on the second part of the draft.
Thanks, Dan. I echo that. Obviously, this has been a great process for us. Draft picks. I mean, we stayed with our need approach, as you guys all know. I mean, we went with a wide receiver, went with a defensive tackle and two offensive linemen. We made a trade in there. Everything was kind of, there was a lot of stuff going on today, and we feel we pulled off some more players that are going to be really nice contributors to this team. And instead of going through those players, we'll just kick it off to you guys. You guys can throw out the specific questions.
Before we go to the football, can you talk about the Jarrett family and reaching out to them when they're fire at the house Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that Friday. You guys know the whole story, and you know, Arthur Blank was, as Arthur is he was very concerned from minute one on it, and he made sure that the proper people reached out. Kevin Winston was great in helping to orchestrate what we needed to do to you know, help them in any way we could. And so Dan, you can comment on it as well, but really, yeah, proud of the organization.
Right. And talk about a guy and a family with grit. They have it. You know, here they are, had a, you know, fire in their home, and they were watching the draft on their cell phone. You know, talk about just, you know, how bad they're in it with their son and with their family. And I'm so thankful that, you know, to be a part of this organization, that, you know, when you hear something like that happens, it was immediately, okay, what do we do to go help? You know, the amount of emails that came and texts that came, how can I help? What can we do? So it gives you a great gratification knowing that you're part of a group that stands for something that, you know, okay, let's go help these guys.
Coach, could you break down the Harden kid? I got to see him play in this bowl game. That's a fun offense they were playing in.
Right. What a hard-working guy, isn't he? And just in terms of the way he goes about it, the route running, the work to get open, the catching radius that he has, you know, we couldn't have been more thrilled to add him to a group of receivers that we think are really terrific. And we love the competitive fire, the toughness, the edge that he plays with. And to me, you know, when we talk about fast and physical, it's not all the defensive mindset. So playing fast and playing physical can be on offense too. You should see him block. You see him go after the ball. He's a terrific competitor. So those are just a few of the things that stuck out to us as we were watching, you know, him on tape. Mm-hmm.
Jarrett, as a football guy, some people had a second round grade on him and had to be fortunate to get him there. What'd you see in Jarrett? Great.
Well, number one, we saw initial quickness off the ball. And at defensive line, that's one of the things. If you can beat the guy to the punch as an inside player, I think that's where you can be really disruptive. And then, of course, I think the strength, that's what comes out. But what a tough competitor. He's going to play, you know, a single gap scheme with us where he can penetrate and be disruptive, and that's how we'll best feature him. Thompson, anything to add on? But, we're thrilled to have him on board.
I think he also adds, you know, to, again, Dan's approach to this. I mean, that fire and the passion that he adds to this, getting upfield, getting through the gaps, that's something that Dan was really stressing to us and, again, to our staff as far as knowing what can be beneficial to us. It's not always about the exact numbers and size or whatever it may be. This guy is a very, very productive football player, and we're excited about having him in his scheme.
Well, I think, you know, we've got a good group, and now we've added another player into that group to say, how can we utilize him in the best way? We've got big guys. We've got some guys with quickness who can move people off the spot, and we're going to try him at defensive tackle, and we'll try him in the base package, we'll try him in the sub package, and try and, you know, figure him out here over OTAs and training camp. That's what it's honestly one of the most exciting thing parts about being a coach, when you bring a new player into your system, whether it's a free agent or a draft pick, is getting to know him and figure him out as best you can, and then explaining that vision of what the player can become to the player, because sometimes they don't even know that. So I can't wait to get it started with him.
And I'm sorry, just to keep on the same subject for a minute, with the mini camp, you were able to see these guys, you know, and so what did you see from from those interior guys, specifically a guy like Tyson Jackson?
Well, we saw him more in the base package. You know, we played him at defensive end in the camp. The size, the length, the strength, that you can see. And then we tried to move Babs and Adrian Claiborne. They both worked some inside in the nickel package. So we're going to be really versatile, and we're going to try and find out what the guys can do best. And that's our job, to keep drawing it out of them, find out what unique stuff a guy has, and then let's put him into those spots and let it rip.
Coach, you used grit to describe a lot of these players. Do you feel like with the seven guys y'all added this weekend that there's kind of a theme that ties all of them together of going along with what you want to add to this team now?
Well, I think when I think of grit, it's just that passion that comes out, you know, to play, that like a setbacks did not stop you. You keep going, you keep battling. And I think when you watch a lot of these guys on tape, and now you're going to get to watch them, you know, as part of our team, I hope when you see them on tape, you say, man, do these guys play hard, and look at the toughness that they play with, and they want to finish. And so when we see the guys, it's really easy for me to see how they would fit in specifically on our offense or on our defense. So that's why we're so thrilled to have these guys as a part of it. It's a terrific group. And in the off-season program, through phase one and through our first camp, the work was outstanding. So it'd be hard-pressed for me to think, you know, we could have done it. Guys could have come in any better shape, worked any harder over the first part of the program. One of the challenges we had, to have the best off-season you ever had. Now these guys are going to be a big part of that moving forward and help bring them along and develop them to be as good as we can be. So needless to say, I'm pretty pumped up.
I think to the grit standpoint that you're talking about too, when you start getting into the latter rounds, it's even more important. We had a lot of discussions today about Dan's, you know, that again, grit idea, because those are the guys that are going to have to really weather the storms a lot of times. They come in behind the ball a little bit just because, and, you know, the ones that are really focused on trying to make the most, those are the guys you like to follow, and those are the guys you definitely want to have the resiliency and the sort of passion to do what they need to do.
Not backing down from any challenge, and those are some fun guys to coach, that's for sure.
I know you guys got the guard late in the draft. Maybe talk a little bit about him, but also offensive line-wise, what did you guys consider? Did you feel that you want to get maybe a tackle in there somewhere? And did you look at the LSU kid at all in the process?
We had offensive line on our mind as well through our draft preparation, and the way that things landed for us is, you know, we decided we were going with, you know, some of our other needs. We continue to believe that this offensive line has some, you know, some really good football players and some upside that fit the scheme that we're going with. We are encouraged by that for sure. A lot of our guys are healing up very well, and things are going to, you know, work out well that way. As far as you had mentioned Collins, is that who you're referring to? And what was your question on?
Did you guys, is that somebody, I think he's still out there. Is that somebody that you guys considered?
You know, I think when you look at any of the players that are up there that have talent, you consider, and I would prefer not to go into the specifics of our discussion. Suffice it to say, I mean, there's no question that we always look and consider those players and try to determine whether they're right for our system or not. And we obviously didn't bring him in here right now. And I'll be interested to track that. I just think everyone in the league is going to be interested to track how that all plays out.
But that situation obviously makes you pause a little bit, the situation that he's dealing with.
Well, I think anytime you're dealing with something that is, you know, of substance like that, I think it, of course, it's going to have you considering the repercussions, potential repercussions.
And then the guy that you picked up,
Jake.
Yep, Jake, you want to comment on?
Sure. Long, and he is a tackle. So, okay. Yeah, we're going to play him at tackle. And length, speed, toughness, you know, he can, you know, get his helmet, run wide zone. He's from an offense that really is a good pass protection team. They throw it, you know, like crazy. So, long, and we can't wait to get started with him. So another guy that we think has the foot quickness to run the wide zone, and is a good pass protector too. So I think he's a swing tackle where he can play both right and left. So anxious to get him in here and throw him in the group.
Did you look at his tape from Washington State as part of the evaluation too?
I personally did not, but I know some of the other fellows had. But he certainly played well in some games this year, including the game against Washington. But I know some of the other fellows had spoke to the guys at Washington State and watched it from them too.
Primarily right tackle for each other?
We're not sure yet. He's played right, but we think he has the ability to play both. So when we get in here, we'll find out the versatility of the players. I think that's part of what learning in OTAs and training camp is all about, is finding out, you know, who can do more than one spot. And when you have those guys that can do that, you know, that's when the value really picks up.
Could we get accurate height on Akeem? King, we got three different heights on him.
Sure, I'll let TD handle that one.
An accurate height on Akeem King?
Yeah.
I believe it was 6012, if I'm not mistaken. 6012.
Can you be more specific?
Well, yeah. That means he's over 6 feet. That's correct. Yes, I believe that's what it is. I mean, he's a long corner that we're going to be playing him at. Obviously, has played safety as well, and I won't get into our arm length, but he's long that way as well.
And
hand size, yeah.
Could you talk about him as a player, Coach Dave?
Sure. Has versatility. He's played both safety and corner. We're going to try him off at corner first, and we're going to play him on the end of the line and see if we can start off from there. And we love the speed, the length, and the tackling ability, so we're anxious to get started with him. He, you know, from a profile standpoint of what you're looking to do outside, long, strong, fast, all those things we like in a corner.
And could you all talk about now getting guys, the undrafted guys? I know that's a busy part of it after you get done and getting those guys in here this weekend for the rookie minicamp.
We have about, I believe it's 15 or 16 CFA spots. Our coaching staff and our scouting staff are up there working very hard right now to recruit these guys, and even Coach Quinn over here is pulling out his college days to jump in and make some calls. It's been fun to watch that as well. So, but I mean, it's a very busy time, and it's fast and furious. You know, before you know it, by the end of the evening here, we'll have our roster set for the most part. And this is an exciting time for our scouts, as you can imagine, because they've done a lot of work. They've paired up well with the coaching staff, which is new for us this year. Spent a lot of time together with both staffs and talked about, you know, a coach will talk to the scout about everything that he's learned over the days and years, the year of being on the road. And it's a really good way to work together.
Yeah, so the coaches talked to the scouts about some of the things that they were looking for from a scheme standpoint, and the scouts got a chance to visit with the coaches on the evaluation point. So it was just another way for our whole staff to connect and really just see it as one group, not this side or that side. We're just all together with it. It's been a blast. It really has.
Can I ask you about one player in particular that I don't think got drafted? Cody Riggs. Is that somebody that you might consider?
Well, I know Cody great, yeah, just from his time at Florida. But at this point, it's not a name that we brought up together with the staff. Yeah, terrific guy.
You guys didn't really go linebacker. Talk about why, or talk about like inside linebacker.
No, I mean we you know, we feel like we've continued to focus on that through free agency. That was, and we definitely, you know, looked at it in the draft, and you know, sometimes it's the way the draft falls, as you can imagine. There were certain parts of the linebacker setup that maybe there weren't as many linebackers out there that we thought that were fitting what we were looking for at certain spots. And, you know, we think we have a nice evolving linebacker group here, and with the addition of what we did in free agency, and you know, obviously a damn good coach in Jeff Albrecht, we're looking forward to that group building quickly.
Same subject, seeing a guy like Warlow cut weight,
right,
and improve and stuff. How much did that help your thinking when it comes to?
Yeah, like he's another player. When I think of grit, I think of Paul Warlow and the toughness, the attitude. You know, he's a. You know, he's here, like, he might as well be part of the coaching staff, you know. When I come here in the morning, he's just right about to walk in the door at the same time. And I love his attitude. I love the style. And so I can't wait to get started with him. He, you know, as a football player, you love all the traits about him, you know, in terms of the attitude, what he wants to make up. So he's off to a great start. He really is. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
That's good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.